From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State talks with the Saudis about the Syrians. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has discussed, among other things, U.S. military operations in Syria with the Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Jeddah. Kerry wants to shore up support among Gulf nations for the Syria plan before meetings Friday with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva. Kerry also met Thursday with diplomats from Bahrain and the Gulf Cooperation Council to update them on previous meetings with Russia regarding Syria. In Geneva, Kerry and Lavrov will try to come to an agreement about military cooperation and information sharing to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria. From Syria comes word that Russia has agreed to a 48-hour humanitarian pause in the divided Syrian city of Aleppo to allow aid deliveries. However, security guarantees are awaited from other parties on the ground. The Reuters news service quotes Stefan de Mistura, the UN special envoy for Syria, as saying, "We are very much focused in maintaining our line. We want a 48-hour pause." The Russian Federation replied, "Yes, we will wait for others to do the same, but we are ready. Trucks are ready, and they can leave any time we get that message." The UN relief plan for Aleppo has three elements, including simultaneous deliveries of food to the rebel-held east, as well as government-controlled west, as well as cross-line repair of the electrical system in the south that powers the water pumping. The stations that serve 1.8 million people, according to Jan Englund, who chairs the weekly humanitarian task force that met in Geneva. VOA News. A brazen, hours-long militant attack on the American University in Afghanistan ended early Thursday after at least 12 people were killed and dozens were wounded in the assault on the sprawling campus on Kabul's outskirts, according to a government spokesman. The attack underscored how efforts by the Afghan authorities to improve security. Despite that, militants in the country are still able to stage large-scale attacks, including in the country's capital, Kabul. The dead include seven students, according to Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui. The three police officers and two security guards were also killed, according to the ministry. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the assault, but suspicion is likely to fall on the Taliban. That group's spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahid, would only tell the media that the Taliban are investigating. Rescue and recovery efforts continue in Italy, where an earthquake that shook the central part of the country Wednesday killed at least 247 people and injured more than 360. Prime Minister of Italy, Matteo Renzi, traveled by helicopter to the affected areas and shook hands with the rescue volunteers Thursday before speaking with the Minister of Infrastructure and the head of the Civil Protection Agency. He declined to make any statement to reporters, saying it was not the time to talk. Earlier, Renzi said no family, no city, no town will be left alone. The earthquake struck the region just after 3:30 in the morning local time, causing extensive damage to three cities near the epicenter. Children were among the dead. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 6.2, with the epicenter about 10 kilometers southeast of the town of Norcia. The shaking also was felt across a large part of the Umbria region, including the capital Rome, 150 kilometers away. Iraqi officials say a series of bombings and shootings across the Iraqi capital has killed 13 people and wounded 24. No group immediately claimed responsibility for these attacks. The violence comes as Iraqi forces are pushing to retake a small town from the Islamic State group south of Mosul, the country's second largest city that is still in IS hands. The police say separate roadside bombings on busy commercial streets in northern and southern Baghdad killed 5 and wounded 17 on Thursday. Two sticky bombs attached to cars just south and east of Baghdad killed 2 and wounded 7. And 3 shootings in different Baghdad neighborhoods killed 6 people. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.